What does verse 18 say of 1 Thessalonians 4? Wherefore, what? Comfort one another with these words. Why am I even saying this? I was going to say all this morning so that tonight I could do this. There is going to be, in the next few months or in the next year, a great number of people entering the grave. To us, we know very little about the grave. There are literally hundreds of verses that tell us exactly what's going to happen the instant your friend, your repairman, your mailman, your boss, your teacher, your neighbor dies without Christ. You see, life is fragile. Something can kill you can't even see. And it can come from an animal. Death is inevitable. If H5N1 doesn't get you, then your heart or your respiratory system or cancer or whatever else, a car accident, will. But Christ is the answer. And if we know Him, we are comforted. And when people increasingly get afraid of the global events that are happening around us with this and everything else, we can say, hey, my life's fragile, your life's fragile. Death's inevitable, you can't escape it. Let me tell you about Christ. He's the answer. I hope when you read the paper, and you read about this, and it's going to be in the paper unless this one dies down. I don't think it's going to die down, but if it dies down, it'll come back up again. Or something else will, and people will get unsettled. I hope that you're ready to tell them Christ is the answer.